I want to speak to you this morning from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, if you'd like to follow along. The title and the subject of this message is The Twofold Message of the Voice. The Twofold Message of the Voice. Now, Isaiah is the prophet who's speaking here. He is the voice. And he prophesies of John the Baptist, who said of himself, "I am just a voice crying in the wilderness." But it doesn't matter who the man is. It is the voice of the Lord who in reality is speaking. And no matter the man, the message is the same. Throughout the Bible, from cover to cover, every prophet, every apostle, and every evangelist, every pastor and teacher truly called of God, sent of God, has a twofold message. Verse 3 says, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness." The voice of him that crieth. Verse 6 said, "Cry." The voice said, "Cry." Verse 9, the Lord says, "Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Cry aloud." If the message is urgent, you will cry. You want to be heard. You need to be heard. If danger is imminent, people need to hear the message. If those whom you love are in a burning building, you will cry aloud, "Fire! Get out! Jump!" And this message I have for you is urgent. It's life or death. He said, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness." The wilderness is a wild and barren land. This world is not a safe, civilized place that most think it is, but a sinful, evil, barren place, full of, as Martin Luther said, "though this world with devils fill." The wrath of God is upon this place also. Get out. Oh, I see the goodness. The Scripture speaks of the goodness of God, the tender mercies of God over all His works. But Simon Peter warned God's people that this whole world is reserved unto fire, soon to be dissolved. Now, this is an urgent message. And verse 3 says, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Now, this is to the voice. This is said by God to the voice, to the preacher. "Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." The preacher is to prepare, is to preach the way of the Lord and make it straight. Get straight to the point, if you will. Preach the way to God, the only way to God, the way of the Lord, the way the Lord saves, one way. Make it plain. Make it clear. He said, "Make a highway for our God." Highway. Now, salvation is called the high calling of God, a heavenly calling. Salvation is for God to bring lowly man to himself in heaven, a high calling, a heavenly calling. And it's for the glory of God, his exaltation. The truth exalts the high and holy name of God, of Jesus Christ. And the true preacher always makes mention that his name is exalted. He preaches for the glory, the honor, the exaltation of the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The true preacher, the voice in the wilderness, always exalts God and abases man. This is the twofold message. And verse 4 says, "Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain." Every valley shall be exalted. All truly poor, brokenhearted, meek and lowly sinners made so by God, by the Spirit of God. All truly low and meek and brokenhearted, mourning sinners, poor in spirit, shall be exalted, shall be lifted up on high and dwell with God. But every mountain, everyone that is proud shall be abased. All who think themselves high shall be brought low. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 2, "The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And the crooked shall be made straight, the rough places plain." Crooked people, sick minded human being shall be made straight, the rough made smooth. And this speaks also of the obstacles, all the obstacles removed, all that crooked religion puts in the way of the truth, all that crooked religion that makes the way rough shall be made smooth, but shall be straightened out by the preaching of the truth, made clear, made plain that there's one way, the highway to God. And that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it, the glory of the Lord, together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The glory of the Lord shall see, or shall be revealed. All flesh shall see. All shall see the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes. The glory of God, sovereignty of God, holiness of God. But many, for many, it shall be too late. Salvation is to hear the voice now and to see His glory now and to bow and repent and believe now before it's everlastingly too late. So the voice says, cry. What shall I cry? Here's the message, the twofold message. The voice said, cry. And He said, all flesh is grass and all the goodliness thereof as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Here's the twofold message. Number one, all flesh is grass, and all man is like grass. All that man is, all that man thinks, all that man knows, all that man does, all that man owns is like grass, temporary, weak, vain, perishing. All of man's beauty, all of man's glory, all of man's works, wisdom, ways, thoughts shall perish. Withers, it fades like grass, soon gone and perishing. The goodliness thereof, like the flower of the field, looks good one moment, the next withers up and fadeth away. The message is, all flesh is grass. Repent. That means to renounce, turn from. Be sincerely sorry for your sin. Verse 7, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. God, the Holy Spirit, God has and shall blow upon all of man's beauty, wisdom, words, works, thoughts, religion. It'll all be blown away like chaff. Chaff to the wheat, Scripture said. Repent. That's what every voice says. That's what our Lord came preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That which is flesh is flesh. Flesh profiteth nothing. It's the Spirit, it's life. John came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is still the message of the voice of the preacher today. All flesh is grass. But, verse 8 says, the word of our God shall stand forever. The word of our God shall stand forever. The word, yes, God's truth. All of man's ways, will, works, everything shall perish. His words, His wisdom shall perish. But the word of our God standeth forever. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Doesn't matter what man says, what man thinks, what he thinks is truth, what he thinks is wisdom. Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? The word of God, the wisdom of God, standeth forever. But now, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the Word who stands forever. He is the Word made flesh to dwell among us, the Word personified. The Word made flesh, who stands forever. All that He is, all that He said, all that He did, that alone stands forever. Everything else shall perish. He said, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one word of mine shall perish. He is the Word. He said in Revelation 1, verse 18, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and death. Do you know Him? Do you fear Him? Have you fallen before Him as John did there on the Isle of Patmos? Have you confessed him? All flesh is grass, withering, soon to perish. And verse 9 in our text says, O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the mountain, high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Here is the second part of that twofold message. Say unto the people, all flesh is grass, and say, behold your God. Look, your God has come. To all who see and know this world and everything and everyone in it to be perishing. To all who know and see themselves as not beautiful, not strong, not worth saving, but like grass, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked, sinful, condemned, unclean. All who repent, bow before a holy God. Good news. I've got good news. Look. Look. The Lord said unto me, and be ye saved. Look, behold your God. God was manifest in the flesh. God became a man, became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Lord Jesus Christ is his name. He is Jacob's ladder, the way to God. He is the Word made flesh, the truth of God. He is God in whom we live. He's the life of God, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the voice. He is the voice. He stood and cried, come unto me, the same God in Isaiah who said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, there is none else. Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. I will take you to God. I am the only way to God. Verse 10 says, behold, the Lord your God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. If you've heard of a poor Jesus, a poor God who has no hands but your hand, no feet but your feet, you need to get rid of him. You need to see and hear of and believe and bow before the God in whose hands your breath is in all your ways, the God who with a strong hand, who is the right arm of salvation, came to save his people. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ reigns and rules. And verse 10 says, his reward is with him. His work is before him. His reward is him. His work is his of salvation is his work. Yes, verse 11 says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. This is the great and chief shepherd, the Lord, the shepherd of his sheep, who came down from heaven, left the 99 to find his lost sheep. And he finds all of them and brings all of them back home on his shoulders. The twofold message of the voice is all flesh is grass, and behold your God. The twofold message of the voice is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But look, look and believe. Repent or perish. Look and live. The way is very plain. Have you heard it? Have you seen it? Have you walked in it? Oh, may the Lord give you ears to hear and eyes to see. Amen.